views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, Intuitive Guidance to Inspire Your Life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. It's great to be back with you. We're here every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern and 8 a.m. Pacific. So what are we talking about today? Now, if you're new to the show, this is a metaphysical show. We cover metaphysical topics, spirituality, and really just an inward self-awareness and growth, you know, on your own journey. We're not here to tell you how to believe a certain way. We're here to help you find and discover your way. And that's what this is all about. I'm very much about that. I'm passionate about the energy behind everything we experience. And we really went into that last week, which was a great show. And today, we have a new moon. It's October 19, and we have a new moon in Libra, and there's some energy around that that's quite interesting that we'll talk about today. And of course, we always work with the angels here. The angels are a divine assistant to us. It's not that we pray to them. They're here to assist us, and they're part of the divine. So that's what we do. Now, I love working with the angels. I work with them every day. They keep me going when, you know, that human side of us wants to give up and feel discouraged. They remind me and they keep my spirits up, and they bring in that positive energy and that enthusiasm and that inspiration when we need a little boost. Especially right now with so much going on out there, it doesn't seem to be slowing down. I know that. Surprises every day. I have a squeaky chair today for some reason. And it's surprising. I mean, you have to get used to the unexpected is what I'm trying to say. It's just an unexpected, oh, it's changed again. Oh, this isn't working again today. Or this is, or that isn't. We're really going through some big changes. And this month in particular is a very interesting month energetically on balance. And we've talked about it a couple times for October, but today it really kicks in with this new moon. It's new beginnings, everything new. When are you ready to move on? The balance comes in a lot of different ways, and that's what we're going to share and talk about today in the show. There's quite a bit with that, actually. And I've been kind of intrigued, actually, as to how this is going to play out. So we had a couple of emails that I do want to share. They come from past shows. It's not exactly related to this topic, so I will get to them, but it's always great to receive messages about how you guys are doing. So I have a couple of those I will share with you. And it's just feedback. It's feedback and questions from previous shows. So that can happen. But today it's all about where do we need the balance? Now, if you're focusing a lot on everything that's wrong, you're going to feel out of balance. You're going to feel like, why am I not moving forward? If you feel all over the place emotionally, like up and down, one minute it's great and the next minute no, or maybe there's things popping up and it's like, wow, I thought I had control of that anger. I thought I was better at handling this emotionally, and all of a sudden it's just flying up, you know, and it's things that maybe were there maybe years ago, or you feel like you've already gone through that. Now, all of a sudden, they're all popping up. It's not here to just think, oh, you didn't do any work. Of course you did. You absolutely did the work. It's popping up because it wants to just release and completely leave. Sometimes we heal with things from the past, but they don't completely leave. It's kind of like, okay, I'm okay with this, but I'm going to put it in the closet. And we do fine. We might do fine for 10, 20 years, 5 years, you know, just depends. And then when energies like this come in, they're coming out of the closet, right? They're coming out of the closet. And why are they doing that? Because we don't need to keep it. It's time to clear out the closet. It's time to just completely let it go away. This is a good thing. This is a good thing. Some people just feel like life's beating them down. That is looking and feeling discouraged. And that's where, when I have felt like that, I ask the angels to give me some sort of boost, or, you know, can you show me something that'll help me feel a little bit better about, you know, where we're going with this. Now, the angelic realm is a beautiful support with the divine. No matter what your religion is, actually, you'll find them in all religions, a lot of religions. I'm not even going to go into specifics. We're not trying to be a right or wrong here. It's not about that. It's about what works for you and what's right for you. Now, when you have something that you just feel like, I need some assistance, some guidance, they will absolutely do that. They won't violate your free will, but they will come through and support and guide you with gentle nudges. But really, the work is up to you, for you to choose what you want to do with that. That's important. Now, the full moon energy, or I'm sorry, the new moon energy, this is a new moon. It's really going inside. It's a balance on the inside. It's not about what's going to work for you outside of yourself, what's going to work for you that is an approval of someone else. This is the inner balance. Are you listening to that? Are you honoring that? What are you doing? You know, it's kind of like a where can you find your balance? It's like, are you listening to that? It doesn't matter what somebody else thinks. Everybody's going to have their own opinions. Everybody's going to have their own preferences, their own way of going about it. And that's fine. We're not here to argue with that. We are here to say, be free to be who you really are on the inside. And that's my passion, is for you to feel that freedom. I have my way of doing it, and other people will have their way of doing it. And that is not what we're here to do, is debate that. We're here to respect and honor, and we have support. I'm here to offer and show you different aspects in metaphysics. Today, we're going to look at how the angels work with us in the different energies and fluxes of the moon. The energy of the moon has been strong this year many times, which is why I've been bringing it into the show. They have been it's been a strong energy. I don't know how else to say that. I feel like I'm just kind of going, what? I'm feeling lots of information coming in that I want to share, and then all of a sudden I'm stopping to listen, so I apologize for that. There is big things on the horizon for everyone. Right now we have an opportunity to really put some things down that have been holding us back, and that's what this energy can do. The Libra energy is very out. Relationships too. What's your relationship with the self, your inner self, your true self? What's your relationship with others? And is there a repeating pattern in your relationships that you would like to improve or change? Maybe you don't like what is coming through with that, and maybe you want to change that. Everything is possible with something like this. So that's what we're talking about today, is how the balancing act in the Libra new moon and answers that can help you and clarify what's going on inside of you, the inner you, the true you. So with that said, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we will keep powering on. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after the break.
plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com. Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
1230 WBLQ.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the new moon in Libra and the balancing act energy it's bringing to the table for us. We're also looking at what the angels can guide us through with this. And one of the biggest things that when I asked was, we have to look and open and expand our awareness to looking at things from a different perspective. You have your perspective. And you have your way of doing it, but other people will have a different way of doing it. And what I find interesting is perspective is huge with this moon. If you're willing to go there and expand your awareness to basically see it from putting yourself in another's shoes or just seeing if there's another option that might be better for you, this is a great time to do that and ask for the angels to assist you in that. I asked Michael about this because sometimes you just feel like life intrudes on you and you're just trying to find that space and that peace and that tranquility. Lately, the energies have just been pushing and pushing and pushing. And you're like, why does it keep pushing? It's pushing because it's trying to wake something up within yourself. It's not to give you a hard time. It feels like that sometimes, but it's more to show you a different angle to things. So that's kind of big right now. And in the next couple of weeks, for some people, you might feel emotions are going up and down. You might feel a roller coaster with that a bit. one of the recommendations that I asked for guidance on with the angels was, and this was from Michael and Raphael, archangels. And they said, you know, we have to just practice being with those emotions, acknowledging them. This is not something brand new, but it was addressed for this particular aspect. It was just being present with them, acknowledging them, you know, not being hard on yourself because you might feel great one minute and not so great the next minute. Acknowledge all of them, the good, the bad, the ugly, you know, all of them, because they need to process to come up and out and release. And that's the big thing right now is releasing, releasing, releasing. So how do we do that if we, you know, if we're pushing it back down or we don't want to go there? This energy is going to help bring courage to the table where you can go face to face with those things that you just don't want to go with and really dive in. So I really liked that aspect. I really liked how it was really bringing it to where, oh, okay, that's what's going on. That's what I need to do. And you know, like some people, I've been here telling me, and I had the same, you know, and signs all the time. It's in nature, numbers. They use nature a lot. They use wildlife. Actually, they use a little bit of every synchronicities will happen. And that's how you know they're with you. And it's very encouraging. Well, like just yesterday, the 1010 number, I used 5 times. And then after I wrote my newsletter article yesterday, I saw it even more. And that just has kicked up quite a bit. You know, you see it here and there. You see the 1111. This is the 1010. Very different information here. And it's saying, okay, we're moving into a new beginning. This is new. Zero, clean slate, start all over. The one, new beginning. The 111s, if you're seeing all of that, that is, it's a change, time of change, transformation. Things are changing. And if you're seeing a lot of those, maybe that's them giving you a message as well. Well, I saw it a lot yesterday and I went, that is the most I have ever seen. No matter where I turned, I was seeing this. And I thought, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm seeing it so much. So here we are in this place where we need to sit and go face to face with those emotions. We also need to go face to face with who we really are on the inside. What are those desires? What are those dreams, those passions that you really want to do? Maybe there's something that you want to change or go in a different direction on. What's holding you back? Why are you not doing it? It's a good time to go in deep to see, you know, what's going on in there. Why is it that I cannot see this? Why is it that I can't seem to make a move? You know, why can't I make a move here? And this energy is really going to help you with that. Libra is about that relationship with all aspects. Perspective, honestly, in art, which, you know, I love art, I love to paint. In art, you know, if you're in a drawing class, this is a real basic 101 thing. You know, we'll start to draw, you're trying to like draw the apple, right? Well, as soon as you flip something upside down and draw it versus the way it is right side up, it takes all the assumptions away. Now you actually are looking at the curves, the shapes, the shadows, the light, and you're going to draw better. That's looking at it from a different perspective. So in this case, you're looking to do that with whatever you feel is holding you back. If there's something holding you back or something you want to do and you really want to change it up, look for the different perspective. Look at it from different angles. In fact, look at it from several different angles, several different ways. And if you do that, you'll start to see things you didn't see before. Oh, I didn't realize that apple wasn't completely round, for example, in the art example. oh, it's not round. It has a different shape. It's not quite red. It's not, you know, it's totally different. Every apple has a different shape. You know, you'll keep going with this and you'll start to discover things that you were missing before. Our human side, our ego side, has a tendency to just assume once it's learned something, it kind of goes into autopilot programming and it just, okay, that's it. And it won't think past that. It just goes automatically to that. And I call it the autopilot. You go into autopilot. It's the pre-programmed, trained, repetitive things that you just assume. You know, when you go into art or you go into something like new perspectives, it is going to completely flip that out. Upside down, sideways, backwards, inside out, changing colors, the whole thing. Change light on a subject will change the way it looks in art. So when we say we're going to put light on this, just think if you were to put a positive spin on something that just seems to be repetitively negative in your life, that's shedding light. Now it's going to look completely different. Now you're going to see a perspective that you wouldn't have seen before. You're going to see something. You're going to think of something. You're going to see a new way. Oh, never thought about trying it that way before. And it could be something that you don't want to get rid of in your life. You just need to find a better way to approach it. That's going to be the case for some of you. Some of it's going to be completely get rid of it. And some of you, it's going to be I just need to go at this in a different way. I wasn't seeing that before. I could do this from a completely different approach, and I'm going to have much more, you know, positive response out of it, or it's going to help me or support me more. See, this is how the angels can help you out with that. They can show you different angles and dangles that might work for you, and I love that. So perspective is huge in this new moon, and a new moon is all about the new beginning. So what I keep getting from Michael is think of a clean slate. He keeps showing me a blank slate. It's literally, he shows me this chalkboard that he keeps erasing. And it's like, it's time for all of that to dissolve and go away. And you have this blank slate, or now you create and you reapproach it and you go and you draw it a new way, or you go and you look into how you could approach something in life. What is that relationship that needs some improving? Are you trying to figure out some things in a current relationship? Are you trying to draw in a new relationship that's more aligned with you? Are you trying to leave one that's not? You know, very active month when it comes to these intense energies, and they do feel intense because emotions, they're getting kicked into this because the heart chakra is very active right now, and the heart will feel, and you're learning to feel your way through life versus just make these logical decisions. What I like is using heart-based decisions, and they have logic with them. That's you know, amazing. But if you're going, okay, it's the long to stay in this job that I really don't like because it's paying the bills, but I'm absolutely miserable and unhappy. What if your priority was to be happy? Okay, now what do we do? So you're looking at things from a different perspective. See, it might be that there's a way to continue the job you have and actually enjoy it better. Maybe there's something different you could do to approach it. A positive aspect is really the call to action with anything that's going on in a challenge right now. Very big right now. I mean, and there's so much with it. There's just so many things that feel like, I don't know if I can keep going, or it just keeps, I think I got my footing, and then I feel like the rug just gets pulled out from me again. What are you focusing on with that? I know I'm not here to treat you with kid gloves. I'm doing the best here. But I mean, I really want to bring this to you because I know you're tired of the rug being pulled out from under you, but don't focus on that. We need to focus higher. Maybe look for the branch above you that you could grab onto where you could just reach for something beyond. We're talking about different perspective. We're talking about this new moon. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, looks like we may have a caller. We have some people in the chat. Want to say hello to them over in the video stream. And we have a couple of emails that we want to answer. So we will be right back after the break. Stay with us.
Cash for your clunkers. It's back at CentralAutoGroupCT.com. They're going to give you $3,500 or 120% of Kelley Blue Book value for your trade. All you need is a VIN number. That's why it's called Cash for Your Clunkers. All you need is a VIN number, and you can bring that vehicle up here and get at least $3,500 towards your trade on a new vehicle. And they've got 0% financing on all new and most pre-owned vehicles here, with vehicles starting at $3,000 for these pre-owned vehicles, and they come with a 2-year warranty. And customers that spend over $499 in service are entered to win one of 5 luxury cruises, with a drawing taking place each week. So most deals in 1 month. They've got over 600 cars in stock. You know CentralAutoGroupCT.com. They're your home for Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen, and their prices will not be beat. Exit 28 off Interstate 395 in Plainfield, Connecticut. For CentralAutoGroupCT.com, I'm Lauren, broadcasting live for Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
Breaking news! CentralAutoGroupCT.com is making history in October with the most deals and biggest savings during 1 month. CentralAutoGroupCT.com, your number one buying destination, the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen, gives you $3,500 cash for your clunkers. It doesn't matter what kind of condition it's in. All it needs is a VIN number. $3,500 cash for your clunkers, or 120% of Kelley Blue Books. Wait, there's more. Get 0% financing on all new vehicles and 0% financing on most used vehicles. CentralAutoGroupCT.com's service department will even enter you and a guest to win one of 5 luxury cruises just for spending $499 or more. Drawings every week. Why shop anywhere else when you get Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen at CentralAutoGroupCT.com?
Over 600 vehicles open 7 days a week.
Number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
CentralAutoGroupCT.com. Exit 28, I-395. Figure for details.
1230 WBLQ.
And welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you are just tuning in, I want to say hello and welcome to everyone over in the video chat. If you want to see what the video stream is all about, we do live video stream on my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com, or you can check it out on my YouTube channel. Just look up Jen Royster. Now, on that note, we had a couple of comments on people seeing the 1111. So we have over there, I want to say hi to Candace, and looks like a couple of other names I can't quite make out. But people are seeing the 1111 in all kinds of crazy places. It looks like Candace saw it driving her daughter to school, turned on the radio, and it was on a 111.1, and they don't have that station in the area. That's great. I love that. And I know I was seeing it everywhere too. And it, no matter where I turned, it was starting to get humorous. And I was like, seriously? Okay, you have my attention. You really want me to see that 1010? I was seeing 1010. I keep seeing 1010. But 1111, it looks like we had something in the natal chart for somebody yesterday. Oh, they had an 11. Okay, they had a lot of 11s in that, or 111 everywhere. I love it. It's fantastic. One of the emails that came in comes from Vegas. I want to hello to Vegas. And this is someone that's been listening to the show for a while. And it's from Megan. And Megan writes, Dr. Jen, I'm so grateful you've covered this topic today. And she was responding to the newsletter about today's show on the moon. I know you and the angels will share exactly what will serve us all for our highest good. And thank you for that. Very humbled by that, because I pray every day before a show that we give you exactly what you need to hear, and people that need to hear it are tuned in. So we just leave it at that. I wanted to thank you for something you shared a few weeks ago that has really been helpful for me. You pointed out that instead of asking the angels to help us, to look at it from a different perspective and thank them for helping us. Thank them, you know, just say thank you for helping me versus please help me. And I love that she brought that up and wrote that in, because that's exactly a fantastic perspective. Thank you, Megan, for bringing that up. That small shift is something that I've been conscious of, and it's really helped me to feel more gratitude, awareness, and empowered to trust that positive change is coming my way. It seems like a small shift, but it has a big impact. Thank you for sharing that with us. And I thought, thank you for sharing it with us. And it is good to hear from her in Vegas. And we know she's good and well. We do have listeners out that area. So, I had thought of you guys so much weeks ago. So it's good to hear. We have a lot of people over that are dealing with the fires. We have people that were dealing with hurricanes and water. You name it, it's going on somewhere, right? But we are with you. Now, I just wanted to say thank you for that. And the other email question that we had was from Gary. And Gary writes, and he listens or watches the videos on the video stream. He writes, hello, Dr. Jen and everyone. So he's saying hello to all of you. And he said, please ask Archangel why my business income has gone dormant. Whoa, I bet a lot of people are saying, yeah, me too. I'll listen to your show on YouTube when it's uploaded. So he does listen to the archives, and he says, thanks, Gary. So he wants to know why it's gone dormant. I asked about that question before we came on the air today, Gary. And honestly, it went into this incredible immediate answer of, you're being rerouted, you're being reorganized, restructured. The other thing that I got was, it's not that you're not going to do this type of business. I don't really even know what it is, but it was going to be restructured and change directions. You were going to be approaching it from a different way. So if you feel like everything that you've been applying is like, oh, that's not working, don't look at that negative at all. Gosh, I've even felt that with some of the classes I was doing. I even just put a complete hold on it because I went, you know what? I need to listen right now because there's new things to share. So I just put a hold on it, and I had planned to put them out almost, gosh, this year, early this year. So I've just, you know, waited to see what's going on. So it slowed me down. I felt that too, and I do. But what I'm saying to you is there's something brand new for you to do here. It's something different. It's something that's a brand new approach. It's going to be a aha moment. And Michael says, take the focus off of the dormant part and put it on how possible it is. And then it will start to open the doors for you. So it isn't that you've been cut off. It's been more of a slow down. We want to redirect this just a touch here, because we have found some wonderful things that you're going to be sharing or doing or whatever it is. And you're going to feel like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I just calm down about that. I know that's challenging though. If you're feeling like, you know, it's getting a little slim in the pocketbook there, I get that. But they also said, look for how your needs are met other than business, other than anything. Look for ways your life is supported, because there goes the doorbell and my co-host. This is fun. Okay. And I think we're about to go to break because she's going to go crazy. Yes. I know. Hi, Emmy. Yes, it's okay. It's a delivery probably. Anyway. Do you guys love that or what? It's a really big dog. If you've not met my co-host, this is Emmy, 100-pound Akita. Okay. So when she barks, that's it. You listen. So, hi, it's okay. I hear it. Thank you. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and go to break so we can get her calmed down. Gary, hang in there. You're just being redirected. And we're going to take that short break. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on. We may have our caller back. We'll see what we can do with that. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show and the Emmy Show right now. We will be right back after the break.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Okay, we're back and it's quiet. I think Emmy's gone to answer the door. So anyway, gosh, that was fun. We have a couple of callers now. So let's see if we can get Deborah back on, Brian.
All right. Deborah, are you with us now?
Yes, I am. I hope you can hear me.
Yes, we can. So go ahead, Deborah. I want to kind of squeeze in a couple of calls on this last segment. So what do you got to share?
Okay, I feel that I depend too much on the archangels, especially Archangel Michael. We have like a boat, and it's in like a dock with other boats, and somebody had come and stolen our battery and other people's batteries, mm-hmm. and the person that's ahead of the dock and stuff, it didn't happen to that person, so they didn't do anything about it. Well, now they've come back, and now they ripped out our stereo in our boat. radio.
Oh, goodness. So your question is, you feel like you depend on the archangels too much?
Yes, because I ask Michael always to protect my stuff.
Okay. It's interesting because, I'm actually glad you brought this up, because there's been recently, you feel like all the things that we would do to shield and protect, like we're not going to ever feel anything, is, it seems to just, you know, things come through anyway. I understand and relate to that a little bit. And so, you know, just personal things I've experienced, it's like, well, really? What is going on? So what I found out was, when I stopped and I said, what's going on? Do I need to do something differently? And it's not that you can't ask them for guidance, but what they are wanting us is to know that we have our own strength and that we can do our own thing. Also, when we have something happen like that, which nobody likes that, nobody likes things taken or, you know, feel violated like that. It's how we respond to it. And so you're looking to see if there's something different you can do. Absolutely. Do something proactive to secure your belongings more. Maybe it's as simple as that, because we absolutely ask for that safety and that guidance, but everything that we experience, is there something we could learn from it? Maybe it's time to upgrade something on security or light something up. I mean, I know around a home you light it up. I'm not familiar with the surroundings of your boat. But Michael's like, I'm still there, Deborah, but I do think that it's not that it's too much. You can never ask them too much. It's not like that. I don't want you to feel like you depending on them to fix it all for you, and then you're not being proactive to do something, is the nudge that I'm getting to share with you. So it might be something like we ask, but if we're not doing something in the physical, maybe that's it. And there's something about your husband has maybe some suggestions or something that you want, that would be a good idea, or somebody has suggested something proactively should be done by you guys as well. And I know that sounds like, well, that's an easy thing, but sometimes we get to where, okay, I'm fine. I can just walk right out there. I've asked them to protect me, but they also give us nudges on things we can do for ourselves proactively. So that might be why you're feeling that way. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Well, my husband did put a padlock on our battery when we got another one, and that's when they came back and then they took our stereo. And we keep telling the head person, yeah, at the head of this dock area to do something, and so I could guess I was just going to have to keep talking to them, because they're the ones that have to do it. You know, mention more light and a camera or different things. So
you know, absolutely. Put the camera up. Let them know. I've seen where they put the signs up. Hey, smile, you're on camera. You know, that kind of makes somebody think twice. You know, I would if it were me. And the other thing is, look at this as, you know how you put like a bubble or a shield around yourself? You can put that around your boat. You can put it around your house. You can put it around your dog. You can put it around your horse. You can put it around your car. You can put it around your desk at your office. It's not just for you. Everything has its own individual protection shield. But light it up, you know? Light it up and put that around your boat. I would do that. That's what I do when I have things. I mean, we have things happen around here too. And we're, you know, it seems to be every time around the season that starts to happen. But that is what the answer is that I'm getting. And I'm going to have to hurry because I want to catch the other caller. But if that's making sense to you, feel empowered by taking action in the physical world. And that is what I'm feeling nudged to share with you from Michael. And you can never... They never get tired of helping us. I know that that might be out there somewhere, and some people think that, but I've never experienced that. But they do expect us to take action when they give us nudges and suggestions. Okay?
Okay. Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And good luck with that. I would just definitely do something though, and know that you can find a solution. You want to feel empowered. So thank you so much for calling, Deborah, and patience with our line and calling back. We are going to go over to the next caller. Bye, Deborah.
All right. If you're ready, we're going to take the next call, which is Chris from Baton Rouge. Welcome in, and what can Jen do for you today?
Thank you. Hello, Dr. Jen. I've been taking classes. Hey, how are you doing? I've really enjoyed your show. I stumbled on it a couple of months ago, and I've really enjoyed them. Are you there?
Well, thank you. So, okay, tell me what. Yeah, I'm here. I'm just there. Sometimes there's delay with the radio. So go ahead. I'm listening to what your question is because we only have a few minutes left.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll try to say it pretty concisely. I've been taking courses like angel card reading and life coaching most recently, and with the goal of establishing a heart-centered business, I would really love to be able to help other people and that sort of thing. But I guess I've really been fearful about getting out there. I don't feel like I really like I'm ready, and I don't know. Do you have any feeling on that? I mean, will they just give me what I need when I get there? Do I need to just jump out there and do it? And I don't know. I guess any kind of advice, angelic advice, would be appreciated.
Okay. I got you. I hear you. And I want to say awesome. Welcome aboard to the Lightworker team, because the more people we have with a passion like this, the better. Here's the thing that's interesting. You don't need to worry about timing. You just need to enjoy in your moment right now, the learning, the gathering, because even I've been doing this for years, but then there's times where I pull back and I go into learn mode again. And then you will know when you're ready. It sounds to me like you're working on building your confidence and trusting in yourself to know the timing. And Michael says, I can help you with business plan on that. You don't have to just dive in and quit everything. You can do it step by step and slowly transition over, you know, kind of overlap two things if you're already working, doing something else. The other thing I want to point out is sometimes you don't have to literally go into like what I'm doing or anything similar, but you might be doing something right where you are right now. I have seen this before where the timing will actually play itself out. Like, you know, you're learning and there might be something in your environment right now or your job or the people that you interact with that you might be planting a seed with. You don't have to go there unless they ask or want it, because that's something that, you know, I don't really feel is a good idea. I feel like you should just like wait for someone that wants it. But it feels like there's something or someone that you'll interact with. And then once that plays out, you'll see something move and shift. And that's what he's telling me. And he's saying, don't worry about that. We can work on this business plan. Keep moving forward. Keep growing. But you want to have your confidence about you. You don't want to be worrying about what somebody else thinks. That's for sure in the line of work. If you want to call it work. I don't really feel like it's work. You just feel like you're doing your passion. But centered is going to be you doing your heart and your passion without it being an approval outside of yourself. Is that making sense to you, Chris?
It does. I'm not working right now, not like for pay. I'm just been taking classes, and that's really where my focus is right now. Okay. And I've been taking a teaching kind of / inspirer type of class right now, just to take what I know and try to figure out how to, you know, put it online and do something with it.
Right. And that's exactly where you are in your phase. You don't have to worry about it going too fast or too slow. What you want to do is enjoy the process right now, But absolutely, just keep gathering your information. Each day, look at a project or look at a way you can do this. Look at a way. I mean, I've been going for years on this, and one thing led to another. One thing led to another. At one point, I had brick and mortar. I had an office, a physical location. And I'd ended up shifting to all online. And I still feel it changing now, and I'm just kind of waiting for it to play out. Like, okay, which direction? But what I notice is go with what you feel inspired with today, tomorrow, the next day, and then just play that all the way out. Michael's definitely going to give you that nudge to do that, but it just feels like there's this strength in your confidence to not second guess, to know that you've got this. Okay. And you'll do it. It just feels like there's someone that you're going to interact with. And maybe that's just, so you're going to cross paths or you already know this person. I haven't quite figured out what that is. I don't know that part. I just know that you're going to be interacting with someone. And it's going to make a big difference for you on which way you go. So
that's very interesting.
You don't have to wait, but look for that. It is interesting because I don't usually get something like that. And it just feels like it's going to be something in your physical, you know, it could just be anybody, a day-to-day person you've always known. And it's just going to be that message that comes through. You're going to know then, oh, that's what I was looking for. Now I'm ready to move on. So it's all good. You're exactly where you need to be right now. So don't worry about it taking too long. I'm going to have to go because we're running out of time here.
Thank you so much.
But Chris, thank you for being
much.
Patient and waiting on the line. And thank you for bringing that and sharing what you're doing with us today. And thank you so much for being part of our listening family.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you. And we appreciate you too. And stay in touch. Let us know how it's going because I'm kind of intrigued as to what's going to unfold for you. It sounds like it's got a great positive future, actually. So with that, I will say goodbye. I want to say thank you to everyone. Boy, we've really got to go. It has been an interesting show, all kinds of unexpected twists and turns. I want to say thank you to everyone in the video chat. It was great to have you here as well. And guys, pay attention to all those synchronicities and signs out there. Remember, look for a new perspective, including Chris that was just called in. Look for that new perspective on how you can approach something differently, and it will unfold, and you'll see the clarity you've been looking for. This month is perfect for it. This new moon, put that claim out there for your new beginning. With that, I want to say thank you for listening, thank you for watching, and we will see you here next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.